No running room whatsoever for Barnhart. Third down and 10, 27. How about a third down and 27 for the Lavernia Bears? Good grief. Spencer, back to throw, under heavy duress. Sacked back at the 32-yard line. Very late flag, though. Oh, my goodness. This could really be harmful to Texans if it's a personal foul. That'll give them a first down, and they had third down in forever.
Yeah, Ben Garza shot right up the middle. Shot out like a cannon. Came in, got him, sacked him to the ground. We'll see what the yellow flag is.
I wonder if he got his face mask. That's all I can imagine. It didn't look like a hit that was not clean, Jared, to me, but we'll see. No indication yet.
I haven't seen anything. We got looks like they're turning around walking back towards the Texans, but
personal foul, face mask. Yep, that's what it is. Gosh, and on third down and 27, you get a penalty that gives them the first down. That hurts, Jared.
Yeah, that's a tough penalty. One, especially again. He had a clear shot at him, and unfortunate he just got him right there in the face mask first down, but again, a lot of positive things out of the defense so far. Just keep carrying those.
Yeah, it was inadvertent, that's for sure. It didn't have any malice to it. At any rate, Lavernia now has the ball first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. See if the Bears can try to generate some offense. Trailing Wimberley, just underway in the second quarter by a score of 6-0. Spencer, pitch right, Kouser, 50, looking for running room. He pushes it down to the Wimberley 47-yard line. Pickup of about 5. It'll be second down and 5. Again, we had a 2-hour lightning delay here in Wimberley. It hasn't rained at all, but we had dark clouds and lightning and thunder and all kinds of Mother Nature stuff. And so to be safe, they took everybody out of the stands and had them wait a couple of hours. So that's why we're 10 and a half minutes left in the second quarter. And it's late tonight. So there you go. Movement prior to the snap by Lavernia. Back him up 5.
Yeah, false start by the right guard. You got Big Ian Burnett over there across from you. You get a little bit intimidated sometimes when you see him. He's a large man and just moved a little early.
Yes, he is. You win the understatement of the night award so far, Jared, for that one.
I guarantee it. Like you said earlier, we don't have sizes or anything for Wimberley, but I'm going to bet he's probably 6'5".
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. And upper 200s, let's just put it that way. Second down and 10 now for Lavernia after the 5-yard penalty. Spencer will turn and roll left, looking in a lot of trouble and dropped at the 39-yard line. Sacked is the quarterback, Spencer, and that was really a nice play by Coleman Garrison. Big-time loss. It'll be third down and about 20 now. Way back to the Lavernia 40-yard line. Texans defensive front winning the battle up front by a large margin so far tonight against the Bears.
Big play right there. They had them back early. Unfortunate face mask penalty. So another opportunity here for the Texans to really capitalize again. Look pass right here. Really play solid back in the defensive backs.
Third down now, 19 to go. Spencer back to throw, looking left, looking long. He's got his tall receiver there, but he overshot him. He's trying to get Derek Miller again, but it's incomplete, and Lavernia will have to punt once again.
Good coverage, Sean Rayburn. Sean Rayburn just staying over the top of him, had a little bit of help from underneath it. And
Bye, Ben.
Ben is leaving us now.
That's sorry, right. I interrupted you, Jared, I had to yell bye to,
that's okay.
To Ben,
well,
you know?
I hope I can continue without Ben here, but
I've got
his phone number. But Colby right. Crowder back for the punt right here. See if he can't make a dynamic play.
Crowder standing at his own 28. High punt, but extremely short again. Bounces at the 46. Crowder may try to pick that up. Now it took a left turn and went out of bounds at the 35-yard line. They're going to have to adjust where they stand on these punts, Jared, because certainly the punter for Lavernia has not been getting a lot of distance. Barnhart hasn't.
No, they've been going higher than they have far, that's for sure. And, Colby started chasing it there a little bit.
He did.
He looked like he was going to maybe pick it up, but ball went out over here on the close home sideline here and got three or four coaches right there probably telling him pretty good, hey, get away from that ball.
Get away from it. They all start yelling that, don't they?
They do.
Kipras in the backfield now. JoJo Weeks again at quarterback. Davin Masur started. Weeks came in, and here's the give up the middle. It's Kiprus to the 40. Look out, 50, 45, 40, right sideline, 35. Cut back left to the 30. And down to the 25-yard line is Guy Kiprus. Well, what a run. 10, 20, 30, 7-yard run by Kiprus, the little running back. Texans knocking at the door again.
Yeah, and after a couple runs that, little bit of a loss on his first run, small gain on the second one, looks like he's getting his feet underneath him. Good job, 21, Wyatt Mann, wide receiver on the right-hand side, blocking, continue to block him downfield, gave him about 10, 12 extra yards. Good bolt right off the right side for Guy Kiprus.
And now Laverne is going to take a timeout. We'll take it as well. 8:56 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 6 and Lavernia nothing. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Texans at the 25-yard line now. First down and 10 at the Lavernia 25. Texans already leading at 6-0 against this Lavernia team that beat the Texans last year 29-13 in the opener. Here's the turn and the give up the middle, and that is the running back, Moss Carruthers, with his first carry of the year. He picked up about 5. It'll be second down and 5.
Yeah, they've got those big guys up front. Ian Burnett, Lucas Snow, those guys up there making holes right now. Just, Anytime you can get those running lanes in there, we saw it a minute with Guy Kiprus. Moss squeezes his head through there, for a good 5-yard gain.
Thomas Carruthers, a.k.a. Moss Carruthers. They shortened it a little bit.
That's right. His dad, Tom Carruthers, played football back here. I can't remember how long ago he was before me, probably 25 years ago.
He was a great player. Second down and 5 now. Weeks in the shotgun. He will turn and give it to Kiprus again in the backfield, and he's going to be spun down for a loss of 2. It'll be 3rd down and 8.
Defensive end just kind of stayed home there. Guy tried to cut back inside of him, and big bear paw on that defensive tackle said, No, you need to come back here. And, he'll continue to get those gains, those electric gains that we saw a minute ago. And good cut, just didn't quite make it.
He's a little dude, too. When the big dudes get a hold of the little dudes, they can throw them around a little bit pretty easily.
Yeah, those big hands, when they get onto those jerseys, they tend to stick a little bit.
Here's Weeks now. Big play, 3rd down and 8 from the 23-yard line. Back to throw, looking under pressure. Weeks rolls right and now throws it away wisely. He's hit after he threw it away. But no flag, and good job by JoJo there, Jared. He didn't have anything. That was his only option.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a screen pass. The defensive end came in, saw Lucas Snow kind of work out a little bit. Just Kiprus didn't quite get open in there. JoJo rolls out, throws it away. Almost a late hit right there. Several of them,
close.
But didn't get the flag. 4th down.
4th down and 8 now. I think the Texans are going to go ahead and go for it. It'd be about a 40-yarder. Texans have already missed an extra point here tonight, so... they're going to go ahead and go for this. Weeks in the shotgun. 4th down and 8 from the 23-yard line of Lavernia. Back to throw. Looking left, now looking right. Throws it right. It's caught at the 15-yard line and down to the 12-yard line. Well, let's see where they mark it. Yeah, that's going to be a 1st down. Down to the 12-yard line. That was... Cade Stover on the catch, Jared.
Yeah, big catch right there, too. And he ended up going ahead and extending it. He ended up rolling over the defensive back, getting that really 2 extra yards. And big play by JoJo, staying in the pocket, going through his progressions, hitting Cade right over the middle.
Boy, he put it right on him, too. Led him perfectly, didn't he?
Absolutely.
Ball at the 12. Throw. Yeah, 1st down now and 10 for the Texans, and knocking at the door again already, leading it 6-0. The turn and the give to the running back up the middle. Not a lot of running room for Jake Cockerham. We saw Jake last year. He had a good season last year. Talented young guy. And Texans runners look pretty good here tonight early, Jarrett.
You know, they're going to continue to pound the ball with two great quarterbacks like you see right here. You've got Davin, you've got JoJo. Both of them have very good arm, good scramblers. That they really are running backs in themselves, but they're going to pound the football this year and you know, just open up those plays for Colby Crowder, for Gavin Martinez, for Cade Stover, what we just saw on the outside.
Second down now, and the ball is at the 11-yard line. JoJo will turn and give it up the middle. That's Cockerham again, I believe, and he pushes it down to about the 5-yard line. It'll be third down. They've got to get inside the 3 to get the first down, so they need a couple of yards here. Third down and 2 from the 5-yard line. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Wimberly leading it 6-0.
Yeah, Jake just put his head down right there.
Yeah, he did.
Grabbed all the points of the ball and said, you know what, I'm going to get a couple yards. Ended up getting 4 or 5 out of it and, you know, brings up third and short.
He's still in the game, too. He'll be standing to the left of JoJo Weeks. Weeks in the shotgun. Third down, and actually they need about 4. The turn and the give, it's to Cockerham, and he gets down there close to the first down. He's inside the 5. They're going to mark him at the 4, though. And it's going to be 4th and 1 for the Texans from the 4-yard line. How big a play is this?
You know, you said it earlier. We missed that extra point. I can't imagine that they're not going to go for it. You got a big, tall quarterback. You got a guy like Jake Cockerham, 2 plays in a row, sticks his nose in there, fights for some yardage. You got, you know, a long 2 right here to gain, but I'm going for it.
And your defense is playing so well, too, Jared. If you don't get it, so what? They're backed up inside their 5-yard line.
Absolutely.
And now Wimberly looks like they're going to take a timeout. We'll keep it here this time with Wimberly knocking at the door and perhaps scoring. Folks, be sure to like our Facebook page. This gives us a good opportunity to talk about that. Like our Facebook page today and get all the latest scores, future games, and information about the Texans. www.facebook.com/Wimberly. Radio, and again, we're so excited to announce the news about our new radio station, KOWO Radio, 104.1 KOWO in Wimberly. Our launch date right around the corner, so be sure and visit us at that Facebook page address that I gave you, and certainly you'll be able to enjoy more news about the Wimberly Texans.
Yeah, we got Dripping Springs. Looks like they're up 36-6 over the Bastrop Bears. 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Well, here we go. 4th down and 2 now. Ball at the 4-yard line. Cockerham to the right of JoJo Weeks. Man in motion. Weeks has it. Gives it to Cockerham. Left side. Cuts it inside. Close to the first down. He's got it and more.
What a great play by Jake right there. Had him, you know, 3-4 yards deep, decided, again, like he did earlier, put his head down, really drove it into the linebacker, took him back a yard or two into it, and I believe he got enough for the first down.
Yeah, I didn't really think they gave Wimberly a really good spot, and now are they going to say he was short? Good grief. I thought he got inside that 2-yard line there, and they're spotting it closer to the 3-yard line. So he fails to get the first down. My fault. I called it as if he made it there. Jared, I thought he made it easily.
It certainly looked like he did here when he got that second push. He got that linebacker kind of stood him up, got him on his back a little bit. Looked like to me he got him inside the 2, but doesn't get the spot by the ref. And so Texans got to go back on defense, let that go. Long field for Lavernia right here.
Can we throw the challenge flag? That's what I want to know.
I don't think we have red ones in high school.
No. Spencer under center. He'll turn and give it to his running back. Wiped out at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down now at 10. At the 4-yard line. I can't believe I'm looking at that spot. I can't believe they spotted him at the 4-yard line now, 3.5. And I'm still not over that Cockerham thing. I thought for sure he got that first down.
Yeah, young man battles for the extra yards like that. You sure hope to see him get rewarded on it. You know, tough call right there. They saw it a little bit differently than you and I saw it up here. That's okay. Good play right there by the Texans. I'd love to tell you who made the tackle, but I believe there was about 7 arms on him, so I'm not going to figure out who it was from up here.
That's not okay, Jared. They made a poor call, I thought. Don't tell me that's okay. Give up the middle. Actually, he's able to break it to the right side is the running back. Not much running room at all. That was Barnhart. Again, the Texans lateral defense tonight, Jared. They're not giving any space at all to these runners for Lavernia.
Yeah, number 17, Samuel Valdez, chases him out towards the opposing sideline right there, pushes him out, 1 yard gain. You know, that just is some of these kids train so hard, and you know, you see those bursts that they get right there. Samuel just really driving him out, making him extend the play to the right. Like you said, I thought it was going to be up the middle as well. Extending it off to the right, Samuel goes, gets him third down, and it looks like they're going to give him an extra yard there, but third and seven.
And these teams are going to learn about the Wimberley defense, Jared. They're not big, but they're fast, and they're hard to get outside on. And that's usually the case every year. I've been broadcasting them for 6 years, and that's normally the case. Third down and seven now for Lavernia. 3:27 left to play in the first half. Movement up front, flags all over the place. I think it's going to go against the Bears.
Yeah, it looked like the right or left tackle right there. Maybe it kind of popped his head up again. We talked about it earlier with the size of this defensive lineman. You know, Ian Burnett and some of these guys up there, man, they get across from you, and you know that, hey, I got to get out as an offensive lineman. I got to get out, and I got to, you know, block him in, block him out, and you just look for that extra step and, you know,
yeah.
Tried to go a little early there, probably left tackle.
Half the distance to the goal, so they're going to back it up to the 3 yard line. Third down and 10 now. These guys are stuck in the shadows of their own goalposts. Let's see if the Texans can come up with a big play. Spencer, pitch left. It's Kousert. Breaks a tackle, gets it to the 5, to the 7.
He's still on
no
his feet.
No whistle. He's still going. Breaks out of the pack to the 30, down to the 40, being chased and finally brought down at the Wimberley 41-yard line is Kousert. He spun around, Jared. I'm interested to see how you describe this play, but everybody thought his knee was down except him, and he just kept running.
Well, so many times you hear coaches always move your feet, always move your feet.
Yeah,
they had him for a, you know, really maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain right there, and he spun around, ended up on top of the cornerback, and you know, just kept pumping his feet, kept going. You could tell he knew he didn't hit the ground when he came out. I said, there's, you know, they're not blowing
still
the
going.
Whistle,
yep.
And you know, again, we talked about Samuel Valdez on the last play, runs him down, saves a touchdown right there, but heads up play by the running back.
56 yards on the run, down to the Wimberley 41-yard line. Spencer gives it up the middle. It's Kousert again. He gets it to the 39-yard line. You know, Jared, I feel like Wimberley has dominated this game. You look up, 2:40 left to play in the second quarter. It's just 6-0, and Lavernia goes from their own 3 to the Texans' 41-yard line. Texans need to really tighten up here late in the half.
Yeah, I don't have any stats sitting on me right now, but I can't think of another time that Lavernia was across the 50-yard line in the last several drives. So, you know, big play that, you know, kind of developed into something that was nothing in the beginning. So Texans need to lock it up.
Second down and 8 now. Pitch right. Kousert again. Yeah, I guess so. Why not? Not much running room, though. He gets a couple to the 37-yard line, and it will be third down and 6. A big, big play here with 2:05. Left to play in the first half. I think both of these teams have taken a timeout, if I'm not mistaken, so both have a couple of timeouts remaining.
You got to love when you know, when a young man comes out there. We got 66. It looks like Gino Albini playing defensive end, comes down the line, catches him out there. Just the excitement on that kid's face, obviously, getting out here. This is what football is all about. You know, opening day 2016, he comes in, makes a big tackle, third and long.
Gets fired up about it, too. Texans now going to take a timeout. Let's take it with them. 1:39 left to play in the first half. Texans 6, Lavernia nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the Square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
.139 left to play in the first half. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson from Texan Stadium in Wimberley. Texans leading Lavernia. Lavernia on the move now, though. Third down and six at the Wimberley 37-yard line. Spencer under heavy duress, tried to throw it, and I suppose he completed it to Kausert, but it's going to be a loss of three back to the 40-yard line. What in the world happened? That looked like a jailbreak, Jared.
You know what? He somehow completed that ball, but Ben Garza shoots up the middle, and quarterback, we may have to get him out. Ben wrapped him up perfect, drove him into the ground, and just drove right on that shoulder. He's kind of bending over a little bit in that huddle. We can see him, but and great play.
How in the world are they marking this at the 37-yard line? It's going to be fourth down and six. They call that a no gain.
Incomplete pass, I bet, as well.
Seriously, I guess so. Back to throw is Spencer over the middle, and it's going to be picked off. Picked off by Wimberley at the 10-yard line, moving right to the 15, to the 20, 25-yard line, and down to the 27-yard line is the interceptor, Samuel Valadez.
Yeah, Samuel making another big play. I mean, how many times have we called his name? Running
no doubt.
People down, stretching people out the field. Gets behind him, doesn't let the wide receiver pass him. Picks it off, brings it back for a pretty decent gain. Texans starting on the 27-yard line.
Pretty good gain. Probably would have been better served to just knock it down on fourth down. But, hey, kid wants to get an interception, man. He's excited. He's probably not even thinking about that.
Yeah, that's right.
And a great run return, really. You're right.
Yeah, with the speed that he's got, too. We've seen it several times tonight.
Yeah.
With speed he's got, we got Davin back in the game. But with Valdez's speed, he had a chance to break it. A couple good blocks, and he was gone.
Really did. Ball at the 28-yard line. Masur is in the ball game along with Kipperus, the running back, to his left. The officials now, head official, went over to talk to Coach Scott Grubb on the other side, and now he's back on the field and we're ready to go. 1:17 left to play. Texans with a timeout. Not sure how fancy they're going to get with their offense here very late in the first half, leading at 6-0.
I look for probably some handoffs right here, maybe get Guy back involved with the game.
Yep, Kipperus right up the middle. 30, look out, big hole, 35-40, and a shoestring tackle at the 43-yard line, and that might have been a scoring-saving tackle by Lavernia.
Yep.
Now quickly to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. Boy, you called that one, Kipperus, right up the middle. Masur now rolling right. He's going to run it. Cuts it inside to the 45-50. A nice run to the 46-yard line of Lavernia for another first down as the clock gets to the one-minute mark. It's not moving, but Texans quickly to the line of scrimmage, and now they'll restart the clock. Texans on the move here at the Lavernia 45. Looking right is Masur, throwing right, and it is caught down to the 40-yard line, but he stayed in bounds. That was Wyatt Mann for a gain of six, second down and four.
Yeah, really trying to get Davin out of the box and just get him out there, let him throw it a little bit.
That was a nice throw. Kept it nice and low, and he's going to ground the ball now quickly after taking the snap. That'll set up a third down and a long four with 33 seconds remaining. I believe the Texans have one timeout. Jared, if they do, they're trying to conserve that and maybe get it down close to either kick a field goal or maybe punch it in the end zone.
Well, and you got to think at this point right here, obviously 33 seconds left. Is it two down territory, third? Probably going to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
May look for a handoff right here just to see if we can't get the first down, then maybe hold on to that timeout for that specific reason.
Quickly back onto the field goes Wimberley. Masur now will turn. He gives it right up the middle, 35-30. Cuts it back left. Kipperus gets it down to the 26-yard line. They stop the clock at 27 seconds while they move the chains. Texans again quickly to the line of scrimmage. Boy, this two-minute offense looks pretty good right now, Jared. Rolling left. Rolling. Now he's just going to run out of bounds. Is Masur. That'll stop the clock with 18 seconds to go. He gets out, and I'm trying to see where he stepped out, maybe the 26-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like he got to the 26, and a smart play by Davin. Davin's such a student of the game. He this is something that he does, and he loves every single minute of it. Right there, really, he's got some pretty good speed putting on the jets, gaining 1 yard, which wasn't the important part necessarily as getting out of bounds.
Absolutely right.
Conserving that timeout right here. If they do something, looks like Lavernia may take a timeout here.
Lavernia will take a timeout. We'll take that opportunity to remind you tonight, our sponsors, certainly want to thank them for all that they do for us. Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center, Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank in Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and also our scores and highlights tonight brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. So the Texans have driven it down to the Lavernia 26-yard line, 18 seconds left to play in the first half. Texans leading it 6-0. Boy, what a jolt of electricity it would be for the Texans to get some points on the board here, Jared.
For sure. You know, minute 17, back here, 27, 28-yard mm-hmm. line. You and I both probably didn't think that they'd be down, fighting down there at the 26-yard line with 18 seconds. I believe they still got a timeout in their pocket, too, so big chance.
Second down and 9 now from the 26-yard line. Masur will turn. He will give it to his running back. He's thrown down, and the ball comes loose, and it's picked up, I believe, by Lavernia. Their big defensive tackle came in there on Kipperus, Jared, and just kind of threw him down violently. That was Robert Oliveras, the defensive tackle, 6 foot, 275 pounds. And he did a lot of damage to Kipperus there, and he was just wiped out.
Yeah, he got him earlier, too. We were talking about it when he got that big old bear paw out there earlier and stopped Kipperus. He got him there. Not sure if the ball was out before he hit the ground, but 12 seconds left. Lavernia's got a long way to go. Hopefully Texans defense can stop him. No big play.
Spencer, the quarterback, back to throw. They're not going to take a knee. They're going to go for it. Long pass, left sideline, picked off on the sideline there. They were trying to hit their big wide receiver once again, but picked off by Gavin Martinez with 6 seconds left to play in the first half.
Good play. He knew where the sideline was, cradled it right in there. I've seen so many of these kids kind of grow up. I'm friends with a lot of these guys' parents and things, and you see them down here, and you get the kind of the glory or these kids have grown up to be young men, and you see them out here and you see them excited. Great play right there by Gavin. Obviously 6 seconds left. You're not really looking for anything here. Probably just a little handoff or something. I don't expect anything big, but great play by stopping Lavernia and not allowing them to get momentum going into halftime.
Caught it and then got his feet down. That was nice. Looked a little bit like a ballerina over there on the sideline. Nice. Back to throw. It's JoJo Weeks now stepping up, and he just pitches it right. Might have a big play, though. 40. It's Cockerham to the 50. 45. Clock has run out, and Cockerham goes out of bounds with no timeout time left on the clock at the 36-yard line of Lavernia. And that's how the half comes to an end. Wimberley with the lead here at halftime. 6 for Wimberley. Nothing for Lavernia. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.org.